one of my favorite expressions is all the news while there's still time to do something about it. And that's how I think of you. I think of you as giving people the news they need to know while it can, they can still use that knowledge to really protect them. And I think you've done an incredible job in helping consumers navigate, which is a really high friction environment. So I just want to thank you for your work and encourage everybody, check out Bob's work, check out his books. And this is somebody who can offer you a lot of knowledge and intelligence. So again, thank you for your work and welcome to the Solari Report.
Thank you. That's incredibly kind of you. And I am proud of what I've done for several decades, just trying to arm people with information. But I have to tell you, I like that expression, all the news, well, there's something you can do about it. And I'm not so sure there's something you can do about it, because I've had to come to the realization over the last 5 or 10 years or so that while consumer education is great, I think it's important to arm yourself with all the news that you can get. But at the same time, some of these crimes are so sophisticated and some of the systems are so built against you that in truth, consumer education is not going to solve the problem. The problem has to be solved at a much higher level. Cybercrime scams are no longer the orbit of smaller operations where there's a couple of people in a dark room just trying to steal $500 at a time. This is all big business now. Billion-dollar businesses that use customer relationship management software. They're organized. They have dozens, hundreds of employees. One thing I think we don't talk about nearly enough, there's all these things we can put in place to protect people in commercial situations, whether it's investing or just buying a product or renting a home, right? But in the end, there is always a moment of trust that's required in any transaction. To oversimplify it, when you're buying something, there's a moment where one person has both the money and the thing.
Right.
And they're like, business shuts down if trust disappears.
Right.
And that's why these scams are a bigger deal than just someone losing money or having money stolen from them. We risk our entire way of life if we continue to let these scams just proliferate and trust just disappear.
You know, that's a really excellent point. I hadn't thought of that, but that is an excellent point. What do you tell people? What can they do to protect themselves?
So I think there's a couple of really straightforward things that work really well. They're hard to do on a human level, especially. So my parents are of the generation where nobody talked about money. You know, to this day, I don't know what my dad's salary was at work, right? Mm-hmm. But it's silence is the biggest weapon that all of these criminals have.
And absolutely.
Whatever the cover story is, and these are all sort of cover stories, the first instruction is don't tell anyone. And there's some really interesting research about how these crimes work or don't work, that even the telling of the story to one other person, whether it's law enforcement or a friend, or hopefully maybe someone like yourself, someone at a financial institution. So I got this call and, you know, they said that there was this warrant out for my arrest. So I'm going to go to this Bitcoin machine. Even before the person reacts and says, that doesn't sound right, just the words coming out of your mouth often are enough to give you pause.
They break the trance.
They break the trance,
So
talking is really an effective way to stop all these things, but that means you have to trust.
Right.
So if you are the son of an older person, or again, this can happen to anybody, at family parties, bring up my podcast, bring up your report. Just say, hey, a big reason that we do the podcast is because I want to be, my stories are all true, but I want to be like a Netflix series you can just talk about to raise the subject in a non-threatening way.
Well, but here's the great thing. You know, I want everybody to listen to your podcast because I want them to know how to protect themselves. But they're fascinating. It's very entertaining. I mean, these are amazing stories. You're a great storyteller, but the stories are amazing.
The stories tell themselves, yeah. And we try to make their narrative. It's a true crime narrative. We try to make them, because, you know, what we know about impact is if I tell you something, you might hear it. If I show you something, you'll feel it.
Right.
And that's what I want. So I want you to feel what's happening to these people. And I want you to be able to share it with, you know, I have had people say my mom was in the middle of a romance crime and I played your podcast for her. And she saw so many similarities to the story that it helped break the trance.